Those who are behind the government's economic transformation program in Barbados are ecstatic this morning. The source of their excitement? Yesterday's six-notch ratings upgrade by Standard & Poor's. Economic advisor to the Prime Minister, Professor Avinash Prasad, puts it in perspective for us.
After a decade of our ratings tumbling lower and lower, we've had now the second significant upgrade, six notches higher in one go, to B minus from the very lowest of the ratings. We are now just half of the way back towards investment grade, doing so over the course of just 12 to 18 months is extremely rapid historically. The rating agencies are saying well done for the BERT program so far, for the debt restructuring being complete. So debt restructuring is now over. Our fiscal adjustment is in place. And they're saying, well, you've now made these commitments. We need to watch you stick to them. We need to watch you stay the course. And that will determine whether we go the next half all the way back to investment grade in our rating. And, of course, what that means, investment grade ratings, these are rating agencies that say they've studied the country and the debt and the fiscal profile, and they recommend the level of risk to investors all over the world who don't have the time to do that research. So a rating is very, very important. And being half of the way back to investment grade, six notches higher, all sends the right signal to investors who want to invest in the country to help us grow the economy and get some more jobs.
The rating agency says at the same time, Barbados's economic growth has been low since the 2008 global financial crisis, and we expect muted growth over the next year as the government progresses in its ambitious fiscal consolidation program. It goes on to say, although we expect foreign exchange reserve levels will strengthen on the back of official and private investment inflows, we believe that external liquidity will remain a credit weakness, which limited market access will exacerbate following the government's 2018 defaults. How do you see that and how do you respond to that?
Well, of course, now that we've dealt with the debt, we are very focused on growth and we're trying to generate that partly by our new tax policies, partly by our new improving the business environment and improving things like permissioning, talent country planning. And as a result of those things, which the agencies don't know yet, we have some $2 billion of investment scheduled to start from the beginning of next year, some additional 2,000 hotel rooms, and that will support growth. I think that because we're running significant surpluses, we're not going to have a liquidity issue in the country. The government is not consuming and gobbling up people's savings. The savings are there for investment, and we need to have good investment opportunities for people to put their savings behind.
Of course, a big question is when, because as some people would tell you, while the grass is growing, the horse is starving. So the speed with which the government is able to get these projects up and running is what many people are watching.
Most definitely, and to make big, important changes take time. We now have the most attractive corporate tax rates in the world of OECD-compliant countries. We are moving hard to have a much more business-friendly, investment-friendly, job-friendly environment for people to invest. And those things take time to put in place. Now, these investments we're talking about are private sector investments. So we don't determine the timing. We don't determine when the private investors start to build. But all of the projects I talk about are deep into planning, in the planning process. And so these are projects that we are expecting to get full planning approval and to start next year.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Aim for 10% of your income. But if this is not possible immediately, start at a manageable figure and work your way to the ideal. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.